58, please.
Request of Landon K. Crowell to address council regarding progress on his housing project in Central East Side.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor Hales.
My name is Landon K. Crowell, and last time I was here, I asked for support of my housing development on 12th and Ankeny. Since then, I managed to raise 85% of my project cost. My project goals were to provide affordable housing, utilization of MWESB workforce, and green development in Central East Side. I asked for financial support of $1.5 million. Mayor Hales, you said you would review my material and get back to me. Unfortunately, that didn't happen.
You haven't heard back yet?
No, no, sir. No.
Oh, okay. Well, Commissioner Saltzman's not here, but we'll make sure that happens.
However, Shannon from Commissioner Saltzman did get back to me.
Okay.
And she reached out to me and listened to my complaint as she briefly laughed at the blasé response of PHB. My complaint consisted of PDC and PHB refusing to allow me to apply for financing and support that was advertised to be available. When I called the U.S. Department of Housing, they informed me both agencies were practicing comparative discrimination. You see, with both agencies, when I tried to inquire about financial support, they would not return my calls or my emails, but only would return the calls and emails of my architect, who happened to be white. These acts from PDC and PHB are familiar. Since the flood of 48, black families have been displaced from here to there by the acts of these agencies, however, always managing to survive and raise a family. While in the 70s and currently, we experience various forms of redlining. The lie that blacks moved out because they couldn't afford it was just not true. For generations, we have had no access to capital. These same neighborhoods were classified as distressed. Banks wouldn't invest in them until white loan applicants made application. Every area in the city of Portland, once deemed distressed and turned into an urban renewal area, has reduced the minority population to less than 5%. They've done this through redlining. The propaganda of equity and diversity championed by the city of Portland seems more like just a red herring. Perhaps this is why no one in the black community believes when the community says it will do this or that. It leaves one disenfranchised. Advertising opportunities for minority communities, in minority publications shouldn't seem so calculated if equity and diversity were a priority to this council. So I propose something new. I propose city support of my minority developed project with 40% MWESB workforce, green development. I want to put some people to work. I think that if you provide living wage jobs for people, it does more than a housing discount. I present an opportunity. I'd just like to know what council will do.
Hey, thank you. Well, if you're talking to Shannon in Dan's office, you're talking to the right person because the PDC sends all of its affordable housing funds to the Housing Bureau. So you're in the right place if you're in that conversation with her.
Okay. Nothing's happened since then.
Well, keep talking with her.
Okay.
Thank you very much.